All right. Tough Toddy Zion. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Tough Toddy Zion test. The Mechaber says, Yone Shovach, Yone Aliyah, Vitziparim, Shekinenu Betvichim. If you have birds that are not domesticated or anything like that, they're not normally by you, and they fly around in the fields and stuff like that. So if they're not normally by you, so then Asra Lutzudin, you're not allowed to trap them. Therefore, you're not allowed to set them aside before Yontif, because you can't set them aside if you're not able to trap them. And even if they're in a cage, if they're able to get out of the cage easily, then you're not able to trap them back in a cage, as opposed to the birds which were domesticated, which belong to you, which go into the cage easily. So that's okay, they won't fly out if you tell them to go in. But if it's a bird that flies around whenever it wants, so then you're not allowed to trap it, and therefore you're not allowed to be mezamein it, and it's going to be muksa. If it's a bird that can't fly easily, so then you're allowed to trap it, and therefore you would be allowed to set it aside to be used on yontif. How do we go about setting something aside to be used on yontif to make it unmuksa? All you have to do is say, I'm planning on using these specific ones tomorrow, and you don't need to actually move them. The Mishnah in Beitza, as Beis Shammai, says that you actually have to move them and do a mice on them. But Beis Hillel says you don't need to, but you have to specifically decide which ones you are planning on using. If you just say, I'm going to take from this area, that doesn't work, because you didn't say which ones you're going to use. And the Chachamim were concerned that we don't rely on Brera, because maybe you'll say, these are the ones that I meant to take, and you'll move them, and then you'll say, actually, I don't really want these, I want these other ones instead. And then it turns out that you move the first ones when you weren't really allowed to, and then you moved muksa. So in order to prevent you from moving muksa, we say that you have to specifically specify which ones you're going to use. If you set aside the entire bunch of birds and it turns out you only need two, ain't a moel. You can't set aside a whole bunch if you only need two of them, because since you set aside more than you needed, then you probably only wanted the best ones, and there's a chance that you'll take the not best ones, and that would be moving muksa. There's a chance that you'll need all of them, so then you could set aside all of them if you want.